Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. Hope you're doing well. Now, I'm going to talk about a crypto token that I bought a while back, and it's down huge. I'm going to tell you why I bought it back then. I'm going to tell you why I'm buying it right now. But before I tell you what it is, don't race out and buy it. Okay, that'd be stupid. If you don't know anything about it, I'm going to tell you why I did it, trying to teach you something for absolutely nothing. But there are a lot of dummies in this world that just don't listen. They just hear something and they race out and do something stupid, okay? So if it's pumping, don't do it. So the token I want to talk about and where I want to teach people how to find value in specific crypto projects, it is called the Reactive Network. Now, so that you don't find some scam, and look at this thing, it's down. Look at that chart. Right? Look at this. It's Reactive Network. Oh, that's backwards. React, R-E-A-C-T is the ticker. Right now it's less than like a couple cents. First off, it's an incredibly illiquid project. That's not good, right? It's only the main crypto exchange it's on is crypto.com and a bunch of small ones, but that's one of the exciting things. See, I look for projects that are beat down or unknown that haven't yet been listed on large exchanges. Now, the Reactive Network, something interesting about that is it's a revamp, a rebuild from something called Parsec. I'm blanking on the ticker for it. Parsec was a project that a couple of years ago was created during the last bull run, prior, was it 2021, 2022 bull run. And it had a lot of legs. It was, the price was blowing up and all that stuff. But the team, it sounds like from the, my best research, became weary and was just pretty much finding dead ends. Because when a bull run happens and a bunch of these tokens take off and everyone's excited, and then all of a sudden the bull run ends because the Bitcoin price falls and everything else falls with it, what happens is there's a lot of confidence lost because most investors are not investors, they're speculators. They don't know anything about blockchain tech. They have no coding background. They have no background in running nodes or staking or anything like that. So they just whine and complain. And so the team gets sort of burnt out. They can't find ways to raise money or companies to back their projects to advance, help advance it and like adopt their technology. Well, this company had built up a huge following on X and it was on all these exchanges. It was doing great until it wasn't, along with the rest of the market, right? Again, most people don't understand how this works. There was a gentleman that I've recently met and I've been studying the team like crazy. His name's Ron Kai and he worked for Binance and he was part of Binance's investment team. And one of the projects that they had invested in Binance was Parsec. And the way the story goes, and I might screw it up a little bit, I'll try not to, but he says, you know, hey, I really like this project. I'd be interested in taking this over. And what he did, he had some ideas and he got a team together and they revamped the entire project to go from it doing one thing to advancing it into doing something new, a problem that has yet to be solved by the Ethereum Foundation themselves. Not that they're not brilliant and amazing, but I watched Vitalik Buterin even say the problem with creating a smart contract that is actually reactive and can change to changing financial environments, macro environments in split seconds, taking data and not taking it from off-chain sources like you'd see with Chainlink and other companies, but actually having that data on-chain so it is in milliseconds able to react and not cause liquidations, better trading, things like that, they couldn't solve it. Vitalik even admitted it. I watched it with my own two eyes. We couldn't solve it. And we figured, hey, why are we going to keep trying to solve this and make our Ethereum ERC-20 smart contracts that much more faster? Let's let the market figure it out. And Reactive did it. Now, one other thing that I really like about these projects, and this project specifically, is all the tokens, almost all of them are out. 95, 97% of them are out already. And there's very little information about the project because it is a decentralized project. See, it's going more and more decentralized as it gets its nodes up and running. And it's only about, a year old at this point. It's one of those things where they don't have a big budget for advertising. So they're not out there advertising. But what they are doing is giving amazing interviews. Their faces, their names are out in public. They're like, hey, here's our background. This is what we're doing. And they want to get out there. And I love that stuff. Now, I've never taken a dime from a single cryptocurrency company. I talk about what I invest in. And about 6 months ago, I talked to everybody on the channel. I said, hey, what about this $25 React challenge? Don't put more than $25, and hopefully that doesn't break the bank. If it breaks the bank, you're nuts and you shouldn't be buying crypto anyway, truthfully. But buy $25 worth and put it onto a wallet and start following the project. Now, since that time, I want to say the price was like 9 cents or 8 cents. It's now fallen to right under 2 cents. And I'm sure that there's going to be some knuckleheads that run out there and buy it because they don't know how to properly buy crypto. They don't educate themselves. They don't pay for the education or really focus on this, and they'll run the price up. So don't follow that pump. Okay. That's just nuts. Just wait. It'll come back down. But like right now, all the people that bought $25 worth at 8 cents can buy another $25 worth at 2 cents. Well, since I've been talking about it, the project has moved forward so much since then, it's absolutely nuts. This team is in it to win it. And that's another thing that I really like to see. You see, that is why people get really lost and confused on crypto and they end up losing, period. Because they're not following the team. They're not learning anything about the tech. They're not watching these people try. This team is trying. And that's what I like to see. Now, the last thing, and I already touched on it. Parsec was listed on every major exchange. And recently we've seen some projects that I've talked about in the past that were listed on Coinbase and people bought it and then it went down and people got all angry. And then all of a sudden it would pop 200, 300% in a day. Why? Because another centralized exchange picked them up and the liquidity added. You see, React doesn't have any of those listings right now. But they do have applications to be listed on all of those exchanges. See, this is something that I can personally get behind because I like watching people try and work hard. And I've seen the CEO, Ron Kai, speak. I've seen the CFO speak. I've seen a lot from that team, and they're trying their hardest. And there's only 7,200 wallets open right now with reactive tokens in them. And like I said, 95, 96% of the tokens are already all out. It's not like you're going to get dumped on and diluted on. So I think this is a really exciting thing. Like if you've got $20 and you're like, you know what, I'm going to try something new and just start learning, go on X, go follow them. As a matter of fact, I'm going to pin the X, their actual official, thing down below. So you can go straight to their actual site and see all the stuff that they're working on. They put their own interviews on and all that stuff. And I'm just here to help out with projects. I talk about things that I invest in and I put my money on the line and I'm putting my opinion out there. That's just all it is. It's not financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor, but it's because it's about integrity. And I really like what I'm seeing. Hey, can tomorrow all of it fail and they just walk away? Yeah, they could. I don't know if they, that's just life. That's the case with every single project out there. So let's see what happens. I'm just curious what this next bull run in crypto brings. And it's not going to happen tomorrow. That's what's exciting. I'm still buying. I'm still dollar cost averaging on this project because this one's a little different than others. All right, with that being said, the Economic Ninja is out.